Hello and welcome to Module 5 of Creating Deeper Intimacy and Trust in Relationships. This module is about healing sexuality and sexual self-mastery. This subject is very near and dear to our hearts because much of the work that we do is around healing sexuality and shame. And shame has become such a huge part of the environment in this world that it's created a taboo around talking about issues of sexuality and sexual abuse and even talking about sex itself has been tabooed and hushed up and treated as something that is evil or immoral. So it's time to let go of all of that and realize that everybody wants a beautiful, intimate relationship. And we don't come into this world just knowing what to do.
Right.
So we need teachers, and people need to be open to being taught, because how can you actually be a good lover or know how to create a deep and intimate relationship with someone if you've never been taught, never had a role model, and people don't even talk about sex? So we're breaking all those barriers here. And number one rule, sex should be fun. Really should.
For everybody involved.
Yes. It should be fun for both people. It should be something that is both people are wanting and receiving from and fully ecstatic in the experience of together.
Yeah, giving and receiving on both sides. It's not something that the woman gives to the man as some sort of currency exchange for something he did. It's not something that's earned. It's something that's shared together as in joy and excitement.
Yes, absolutely. And shame in our culture has blocked this. It's blocked our sexual expression. It's created a situation where women are told that they shouldn't enjoy sex. They certainly shouldn't be fully sexually expressed. And it's just really, really sad, because not only are women losing out because they aren't getting the pleasure that they deserve to experience, they're not even open to receiving it in many cases, but it creates that men really aren't getting what they want either, which is that deep intimacy,
the connection.
Mm-hmm. And they're taught that, you know, sex is the way to get that, but they're still not getting that.
Yeah, and men want to be desired. They don't want to just be catered to or given into. They want to be genuinely desired, and any man that doesn't want that is broken. This is something that's fundamental. Everybody wants to be desired. Women want to be desired, mm-hmm. too. But there's this myth that men, you know,
just want sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And any man who doesn't want that is deeply hurt and needs deep healing to be able to actually reconnect with his own heart and reconnect the sexuality with the heart. So the other thing, how you show up in your sex life is how you show up in life in general. And this is true for both men and women. If you are open to really delving into and experiencing the pleasure at a deep level and being fully in and in the moment, that's how you experience life as well. And as you open yourself to receiving, whether it's sexual pleasure or anything else like love or intimacy or joy, joyful experiences, any of those things, it's all connected. So when you can really learn how to master your sexuality, that is a really big key toward actually mastering life. And next we have myths and bullshit around what people believe around sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things is that with men, they'll have what the medical term is premature ejaculation. And the myth is, oh, that they're too sensitive. That's bullshit. It's actually that they're not sensitive enough, and they're not tapping into their body and moving the energy and allowing it to move around their body. They're focused too much on one place, and
they're stuck
in stuck in that mm-hmm. pelvic area. So, and the second myth is that pills help. And this is the drug companies and the medical community saying, let's make money off your pain. Because let's face it, a lot of people pay a lot of money for those little blue pills thinking that it's going to help. And you know, it might be a quick fix for what they see as their problem, but it's actually not getting them into their body and really tapping into their pleasure at a deep level. Third one is numbing creams. They'll tell guys to, you know, put this numbing cream on so you'll last longer. Well,
yeah.
The true story is that if you're numbing yourself, you're numbing your partner, and neither of you is feeling what you could.
Yeah, you put your cream on that, and then you stick it in her.
Mm-hmm.
You just coated the inside of both of you with this cream, and mm-hmm. it's the opposite of what you want.
Mm-hmm. And another one is they'll say, well, double up your condoms because that'll make you less, you know, you'll last longer, less sensitive. And that actually what that creates is that the condoms break more easily due to friction between the two condoms because there's usually latex in them. And that just creates multiple problems. You're not actually protected from either pregnancy or STIs, so that doesn't work either. The other one is distract yourself. Think of something that turns you off so that you'll last longer. That's just checking out.
Yeah, you're told to think about your grandmother or something that's a big turnoff for you. Do you really think quality sexuality is going to happen by thinking about your grandmother?
Nope. It's you know, a game. You're not connected. You're not
work
focused.
Or things that here you are. Yeah, you're not being in the moment. You're not being present, and so you're not only robbing yourself, you're robbing your partner as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for women, when they allow themselves to get distracted, it actually prevents them from having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it works really well for that. and that's really not what they want. So for women, it's really, really important that they do focus 100% of their attention on their pleasure when they're experiencing lovemaking. So yeah, very important. Another one for the women is that it's normal when women can't orgasm. And women and men have bought into this.
That lots of women can't orgasm.
That it's normal. That
just, they just can't. They physically can't.
Blah, and that's blah, bullshit. Blah, blah, blah.
That's just as much bullshit as if you were saying it for men.
Yep.
Absolutely.
How many men would believe, you know, buy into that?
Yeah, I would tolerate that.
No, they'll buy little blue pills to make it so that they can, you know.
Yeah.
Their dysfunction.
Men would not tolerate that kind of an attitude, and it's appalling that women have been expected to.
Yes. So, and that's true for the idea also that only some women have a G-spot. Every woman is different. Her anatomy is different. It might be slightly differently located. It might be more prominent, but it's there. All women have a G-spot, and they can have a G-spot orgasm, and they can ejaculate. All women. It just looks different for different people. And
it's very telling how late science has been bringing women's sexuality to the table, and even the women's body. You know, it wasn't until very recently that the medical society or the medical groups acknowledged the existence of things like a G-spot, or even understood the clitoris and how large, you know, it's a great deal larger than they ever realized. And you wonder, how did they miss this? They had the men's anatomy down pretty good.
Yeah.
There hasn't been much in the way of huge advances on the mechanics behind the men's anatomy, but they're just figuring out such basic things as G-spot, deep spot, the clitoral, the scope of the clitoris. And, you know, again, it shows you where the focus has been, and it shows you where the blind spot has been.
Yes, it sure does. And it's been a huge part of this patriarchal belief system and organization of society that women's sexuality has been repressed and unacknowledged. The other part of it is another belief that's, again, bullshit, is that being multi-orgasmic is only possible for the rare few. And that's true with women. And now they're beginning to realize that that's true with men.
True, yeah.
And it's all this teaching that has been missing. Yeah, so both men and women have the potential to be multi-orgasmic, and it's just the teaching that has been missing, and teaching people how their bodies actually work and how to really move the energy and connect with their pleasure. And same with women ejaculating. I mean, it's a given that men ejaculate, but for women, that's absolutely possible, and it's an actually a very pleasurable experience. And not that it has to happen every time if she's having tons of pleasure and orgasm, but the fact that it's possible for every single woman hasn't been acknowledged, and it deserves to be.
And I can't even recount all the times I've heard from women in different venues who have said that their first experience of ejaculation was, they thought they'd wet the bed. They don't even know about it.
Yes.
They don't even realize it's a possibility until it happens, and then they're shamed, mm-hmm. and they sometimes never let it happen again, or they resist it instead of just accepting it. And that is again, men wouldn't tolerate this sort of environment in their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the problem with the idea that sexuality or sexual performance issues are a sexual issue, which can be true occasionally, but most of the time it's an emotional issue, and it's a relationship issue. There's something out of whack.
Yeah, something else in the relationship that's out of alignment. So that's what we've got for the myths. That's a lot of myths and bullshit to get through.
Yep.
So it's really, really important when connecting into your sexuality to really be connected into your body, connected, and this is connected to all aspects of your life. I mean, if you're not fulfilled in your sexual relationship, the odds are you're not connected in your job or your romantic relationship.
Interconnected.
It's all interconnected. If you're settling for what's not working for you, it's probably present in all areas of your life.
Yeah.
And what's really important is, you know, we can tell you all of this about what's possible for you, but you have to believe it's possible for you. No matter how much teaching or anything else or anybody else's experiences you hear of, if you don't believe it's possible for you, it's not going to happen.
Right. This is your internal power.
Yes.
This is something you can tap into that's going to make a difference in all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is, no matter how much you have or have accomplished, there is more to accomplish and to receive. You can always expand on where you're at. We always continue to grow. And so tap into the limitless possibilities and the internal power that you have within you. And sexual self-mastery is part of this. It's part of tapping into all of that and then applying that to all areas of your life. So there are 5 keys that we have to share with you to sexual self-mastery. And the first one, especially for the guys, This is a big one.
Choosing into your ejaculation.
Yeah, ejaculatory choice.
Yes. And premature ejaculation isn't just something that happens rapidly or, you know, the real definition of it is anytime you ejaculate before you want to.
Yeah. You know, the medical community will say that a normal time from penetration to when the man ejaculates is 5 to 10 minutes, and that's normal. And if you're ejaculating before the 5 minute mark, then that's premature ejaculation. But that's not actually true.
No, that you should be in a place where time doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You are in control. We're talking about mastery here. You're in control. You ejaculate when and if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different way of relating to sexuality for men.
Yeah.
And when you master this, when you accept that you have complete control, complete choice, something inside you relaxes.
Mm-hmm. And that shifts the energy.
Yeah.
Shifts everything for actually both partners.
Yes, exactly. When she knows that you are a master at what you're doing, it takes pressure off her, it takes pressure off you, and it allows you just so much more enjoyment and true connection and intimacy in your experience.
Yes, because most women, when they're having sex, they're reaching for their orgasm. They're trying to make it happen so that they can have one before their partner has his and he's done.
And then men are pushing away, mm-hmm. pushing away, trying to hold off their orgasm. It's quite the ridiculous little seesaw going on here.
Mm-hmm.
She's pulling, he's pushing. They're not in this together. They're not in synchronicity.
Right.
And that, you know, the key of it is ejaculatory control. Because, you know, when the man who doesn't control it and it just happens, he's done. He's dead. He's asleep. He's finished. He's no longer going to be that lover that she needs for her to get the most out of her experience.
And then if he is the kind of man who actually really cares about his partner's pleasure, he's going to be feeling bad that he didn't make her come. And, you know, no man wants to feel that way.
No, he wants to be that knight in shining armor. He wants to be that, yeah, that powerful symbol of masculine love for her. And if he can't even have that kind of control, well, it leaves him feeling less than, leaves him feeling...
shame, really.
Yeah, yeah. So this is worthwhile for men to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, full body orgasm for men. For most men, an orgasm is more like a sneeze, sometimes even a stifled sneeze. They do everything they can not to make any noise. They it's all located in the pelvis, and they roll over and fall asleep. Not inspiring, not impressive.
That's not deep connection.
The orgasm should rock the body. You should feel it in your fingers, toes, head, body shaking, air. You know, if you're that classic idea of a little quiet sneeze and you're done, I'm sorry, that is...
There is so much more possible for you.
Yeah, men are capable of it.
Yeah, men are capable of the full body, earth-shaking orgasms that women can have. It's
yes.
not just women who can experience that, and every woman can experience that. Every woman can.
And it's important in order to have this. One of the keys is separating your orgasm from your ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
You can have orgasm without ejaculation.
You absolutely can.
And you'll have to learn how. You got to teach yourself. But this is worth doing because now, again, you're talking about mastery here. And you're not going to let her kill you, so to speak. You're going to be the one in control. You're going to be owning your pleasure and owning your place in creating her pleasure.
Yes, and so much of what society has been taught and the medical community teaches is that when the fluid is released, that's the orgasm.
Yeah.
Not true.
That's just ejaculation.
Mm-hmm. And that can happen with or without orgasm.
The orgasm is that peak, mind-blowing, body-shaking experience that can happen over and over again to men and women.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about this is that, you know, 100 years ago, they didn't believe that women really even experienced orgasm, and it was all about this repression. And so once they actually started to realize that women did experience orgasm, more women started to experience it. Because again, if you believe it's possible for you,
right,
then it's way more likely to happen. And then when it started to come out that women could experience multiple orgasms, more women started to experience that. And then it finally started to come out that women actually can ejaculate. And more women started to experience that.
It was probably happening before, but it was just written off as poor bladder control or something stupid like that. You know, and instead of realizing that the amazing thing that it is. And, you know, when you have the ejaculation as a man, the typical ejaculation is the energy's gone, the erection goes. You want to fall asleep. There's hormonal reasons for that. There's a powerful release of hormones that takes a depressive effect on the man. And it isn't that he's lazy or weak. He's actually fighting his hormones in order to not be that. And so removing ejaculation from the whole orgasm equation as a necessity creates an orgasm that leaves you energized. It leaves you with a harder erection. It lets you, even if maybe you do have a short break, you're right back in the saddle again. You're able to be performing again very quickly, and you can have multiple orgasms. So it's very important to separate the ejaculation from the orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And for men, make it a choice.
Yes. And once, it's just beautiful how with a man, they can experience those multiple orgasms as well, where they can have several orgasms and then they can choose to either end with the ejaculation or just hold on to their energy throughout the day and use that energy for other things.
And that's a little known secret. You don't have to ejaculate at the end. You can have your orgasms without ejaculation, be in that place where you're still energetic, and when the two of you decide you're done, and end it and start your day off full of this powerful, wild energy. You're satisfied because you satisfied her and you had orgasms, but you don't have to fight the hormonal downward spikes that you get.
Yes.
Very few men get to experience this.
Yeah, less than 1% of men experience any of this with any kind of regularity at all.
Yeah, but it's time for men to start stepping into this. They can create this.
Mm-hmm.
They can grow into this.
Then when you bring sexual self-mastery forward into your life and on the path of life mastery, it's absolutely a beautiful, powerful thing. So dream bigger. Dream bigger in every area of your life, because you're either growing or you're dying.
Yep.
Nobody's staying the same. You're either growing or you're dying, either contracting or expanding.
Okay, great. Now, we've got four tools now for sexual self-mastery.
And these will really help with that getting really good with the ejaculatory choice.
Right, and there's no shortcut to ejaculatory choice. It's something you find a partner and you work on together until you master it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the tools that are going to help you master that. The first one is breath work. Your pleasure, your sensation, be connected to the body. Connect to your sexual energy as the energy that it is. It isn't just some kind of, you know, pleasure stimulating in the mind. It is energy. If you pay attention, you'll notice it flows, it grows, it ebbs and flows. It has a force of its own, and treat it that way as an energy that you can control. You can shift around, you can move up and down, and you can share with your partner.
Mm-hmm. The body has a biomagnetic field and it's all connected. So we get to feel that. Sometimes you feel the electricity moving through your body that's stimulated by the touch of your lover. It's all energy that's all available to you to play with, to enjoy. And again, that brings up the whole too sensitive thing. It's actually not being sensitive enough and connecting with that energy. Feel the buildup of the energy, connect to it, and move it around. Move it out of the pelvis with your breath and up, move it into the body. Visualize it so that you can actually see it and see it moving and, you know, use your imagination.
And if you want, you know, if you feel that you're starting to lose your mastery, your control, more breathing, it means less of a tendency to ejaculate.
Yes.
So increase your breathing, deep breathing, rapid breathing.
Yeah, actually slow it down. Increase the depth of your breath. Slow it down because you'll notice in your breath that the closer someone comes to orgasm, to actually ejaculation, the faster their breathing will become. Mm-hmm. And so by consciously slowing that down, it moves the energy.
Slow it down, but lots of breathing. Let it into your lungs. Feel it. Mm-hmm. And then you feel the breathing, you'll feel the energy flow as well.
Mm-hmm. And direct it up the body. Make a circuit all the way up to the brain, like up to the head and back down and around. Just visualize it in your mind.
Mm-hmm. And then sound. In our society, women are supposed to make lots of noise. Men are supposed to be the strong, silent type. Crap. That's just absolute crap. It dishonors both sides. I mean, men like to hear women because they like to be validated that what they're doing is pleasing women. Well, women like to hear men for the same reason. It just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so get in touch with the reality that the noises you make, they not only give her feedback, but they create sensations and pleasure and energy in your own body.
Mm-hmm. They do help move the energy and they increase it and make it more likely that you're feeling it. It's just like any other aspect of your expression. To be really authentic in it, and it's just your voice, your breath, your movement, it's all tied together.
Not making noise is like having a conversation with only one person talking.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just sitting there silent while she's making all the noise, that's a one-way conversation. It's not the way to create that connection and that play that you're doing together. You know, you're playing together.
So those moans, they actually move the energy, and more sound moves more energy and just really gets it flowing.
And it releases any, you know, if you're not making noise, it's likely related to shame and fear. You're ashamed that you're having pleasure, which is kind of nuts because we all know that it's a pleasurable experience, but you're ashamed to express it.
It's like admitting that you enjoy it.
Yeah.
So if someone is resistant to making noise when they're having sex, there is sexual shame in their body at some level.
Right. So, again, just make this a two-way conversation.
And the secret to getting more blowjobs, make lots of noise.
Yes.
Yes. It's actually really good feedback for both the men and the women.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you're just sitting there quietly while she's taking care of you down there, again, not impressive.
No.
You know, she's wondering, am I doing it right? Does he even like this? What the hell am I doing this for?
Yeah, it's a total turnoff. Yeah. Silence is a turnoff for both the men and the women, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because you find out when you start making noise, you increase your own pleasure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Definitely.
It moves the energy. Which brings us to movement. That's the third tip.
Yeah, don't let your sexual energy get stuck in your pelvis. It's not the only place it should be happening, where the magic should be happening.
No. The energy should fill the entire body. It takes more energy to fill your body so you last longer to get to the orgasm. And when you do orgasm, it's so much more powerful.
Yeah, and men, you know, move more. As you move more, mm-hmm. you're going to encourage your woman to move more.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, again, a two-way conversation.
Yeah,
it's fully involved, fully engaged.
Yeah, that's undulating the body. The movement should extend up the whole spine. It should just, yeah, it just moves that energy up your whole entire spine.
Yeah, the kundalini energy.
Yeah, kundalini energy. And when the man moves his body more, the woman will use her body more. It's reciprocal. It's all reciprocal. And they feed off each other.
And the kundalini energy, I encourage you to study more about that. Kundalini, K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I. And there's a lot to that.
It's called the sleeping serpent.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. It's based in the base of the spine, moves up the spine, and you can share it together. It's a very
beautiful,
powerful energy.
Yes, and you will often, the first time you experience it is kind of earth-shattering, and it will continue to be, but when you've never experienced it before and you experience those body shaking, just involuntary shuddering motions, and it's so incredibly pleasurable, then
that's,
you know, once that's been
energy.
Awakened in mm-hmm. you, it's called kundalini rising or kundalini activation. Once that's been activated in you, it's more likely for you to keep experiencing that over and over and over, and it's such a beautiful experience.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know what's going on, you might think there's something wrong, or your partner mm-hmm. might think there's something wrong, or there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong.
Perfect.
It's just perfect. It's beautiful.
Don't be afraid, especially women, to visualize, use your imagination, and particularly as far as how you're moving your energy, send that energy, feel it, see it in your mind's eye how it's moving around your body,
expanding.
It might be a ball of energy. Move it around, send it out, spread it around, bring it back up again.
Just keep it moving.
And This is a real thing, and the more you get in touch with it, the more you'll realize that.
And if you think, you know, I'm just imagining this, well, yes, you are, and it's real. It's your mind being open to possibilities creates their reality.
Yeah, you're bringing the reality
into
being.
Yeah, you are creating it. It's beautiful. So the methods for lasting longer and having and being in control and just really creating that beautiful, intimate experience that fills both of you completely and both of you are completely satisfied.
Yeah,
so it's all about increasing your sensitivity.
Right. We've talked a little bit about this already, but again, breath. If you're trying to slow down your breathing, so if you're trying to slow down your arousal, then slow down your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
More rapid breathing, you're going to have a higher arousal point. So, this, you can control this. This isn't that hard.
Take conscious control.
And then don't tense up. Relax. Relax into it.
Body awareness.
Tensing up leads to ejaculation. And if you think about it 10 seconds, you know that's true, particularly men. Relaxing lets it slow down and lets you be more in control. Slow down, breathe, and relax.
And let go. So you can even say those words if you're wanting to slow it down. Slow down, breathe, and relax in your mind. Say that in your mind, and you'll do it.
And it's all, you know, it's not that hard, but there are ways that you can get stuck.
Most people, men and women, get stuck is trying to learn about sex alone.
Right.
And because we don't teach it in our culture, and so they try to do it alone. What they really need is a good coach.
Coach, a class, a course. Find something that works for you, and if you got a partner to work with you, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. And both learn it together. But learn from somebody who knows. Let go of the shame around asking the questions and talking about it. And men, let go of the whole idea that if your partner is telling you how to please her, how her body works, that you're doing it wrong, because you're not. Not everybody's the same.
Yep.
Just be open to feedback, and it'll create something absolutely beautiful.
And women, give that feedback.
Yes.
Forget about the whole ego thing. Yeah, you might, on a superficial level, you might scratch his ego, but he wants to please you. And when he starts to build the confidence, when he knows that you're going to give feedback, then when you're not giving feedback, he knows he's doing it right.
Yes.
So, you know, give him positive and negative feedback, own your pleasure, mm-hmm. and you'll both be happier.
Mm-hmm. And another way that people get stuck in learning to be a good lover or learning about sexuality is that they don't study at all because they don't want to ask or admit that they don't know. They don't want to look like they don't know. We're not born knowing this stuff.
How would we know?
There's nothing wrong with not knowing.
In fact, there's a lot of effort put into making sure you don't learn any of this stuff.
Yes.
As a child, you're not exposed to any of it. Nobody ever takes you aside, you know, beyond the simple birds and bees talk. Oh, yeah, you got the internet. What a terrible place to learn about sex. Porn, even worse.
Yeah.
You know, the dysfunctional presentation that porn gives you. You've got to go seek it out in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
And admit that you don't know it all.
And
don't get frustrated if you don't get it all right away. It's that you're mastering yourself.
Yes.
Just like anything else that you master, it takes time. You'll make mistakes. You'll get feedback and you'll do it again. And, you know, I can think of worse things to be working at.
Yeah, and for those especially the men who want to take this even further, there's a really great program by Dustin Garrick specifically around sexuality called The Enlightened Man's Path. And so, you know, after people have been through our program, they want to take it even further, exploring the sexual aspect of mastery.
Yes, he's awesome.
He's wonderful. He's really, really wonderful. And we definitely encourage people to take it even further.
Yeah.
We're always growing. There's always more to learn.
And the most key thing is just to realize that there is something missing. There is something missing in the standard.
And this is what so many men and women don't get, is they don't realize that something's missing, so they don't change anything.
They think this is all there is.
Yeah.
And
that sneeze was all there was.
Yeah.
Sex and for women, they just don't orgasm, and so they think that, oh well, I just can't orgasm, and so that's all there is.
Right. So just knowing is the first, is the most important thing in order to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, having somebody like Dustin Garrick, you know, you'll learn at a higher rate.
Any coach that knows their stuff. I mean, just the stuff that you're getting from this module alone, you're going to learn at a much higher rate. You're going to go from horrible to extraordinary.
Yeah.
You don't have to
settle
for
all
that
the stuff
middle
in between.
Stuff. The mediocrity. The mediocrity.
Yeah. And, and then you realize, too, that a good coach will teach you the tiny tweaks, the little tweaks that make the big differences.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Just little tips. And so think frustration into breakthrough. That's what it can create to have the learning that you deserve to have. Have the good coach.
To have, in order to have longer and better sex.
Yes, not just longer.
I'm not talking about marathons here, because it isn't about marathons. Again, time isn't an issue. It's about the quality. Because sometimes, you know, that little quickie on the kitchen sink is freaking awesome.
Yep. but if you don't know how to build the energy, then again, it's just mediocre, especially for the woman.
Yeah. But if you're in mastery of your orgasms, it's a completely different place to be operating from. And then greater success will create greater intimacy in your relationships.
Yes. Yes. So sexual self-mastery creates much greater success with creating that true intimacy that everyone really desires deeply and deserves to have in their relationships. And that's it for this module. And we love you, and we will return to you with module 6. Goodbye.
Goodbye.